Hi, Robert.
Hi, Josh.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah? Want to do a place-by-place fishing report?
Not really, but we will.
I mean, we just did one last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a whole week since we did one. Things have probably changed a little since then.
A little bit.
So maybe we do an update just
sure.
to make sure people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Help them out.
We can try that.
Help them figure it out. Help them find some fish.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good thing.
Probably.
You can position yourself as the guy who knows things. It'll be all right. You'll be the clearinghouse of information. So
sure.
they'll come to you for fishing reports.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to.
It's fine. We're already here.
Okay. Hopefully his enthusiasm level will grow as we go along. I am Captain Josh Olive, the fish coach. Sitting next to me, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique here in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor. Sitting at the Fish and Frank's World Headquarters, ready to do the place-by-place fishing report.
Yay.
Would you like to start with the Harbor Heights area, or would you like to start with Tarpon?
Start with the Harbor Heights area.
Okay. Then tell me what you got on the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Slow. A couple of bull sharks. People seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon. And that's it.
And I assume that they're not biting if we're saying they're seeing them.
Correct.
What have people been trying?
Everything. Literally. Spoons, shrimp, diving plugs, I mean, you name it. I mean, basically everything except for dynamite, and that might be questionable.
Did they try small streamer flies?
I don't know.
Just asking.
We don't sell to fly fishermen very rarely.
Did they try shiners?
A couple guys took shiners up there.
And that didn't work so good?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
The reports are very minimal.
If you
it's
were
like
going to
one
go,
or two people going at it because it's just everyone's chasing the bigger silverfish that are a little bit more cooperative.
Well, that's why I asked if you want to start with tarpon, but that's fine. If you were going to go up there...
Because then I would skip the rest of the report at that point.
You'd just go home?
Pretty much.
Take your ball and leave?
It's 99% of my conversations lately have been tarpon. So.
If you were going to go up into the river and try to target those little tarpon. Okay, but if I told you that you have to, I'm going to literally hold a gun to your head and force you to fish for baby tarpon. What technique would you try?
A fly rod.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
Nothing.
The US 41 Bridges.
Some snapper. A lot of cobia, but mostly undersized. Quite a few baby bull sharks. And that's pretty much it.
Nobody's caught a keeper cobia?
Several have been caught, but for as many people are standing on top of that bridge, not that many. One guy told me the other night he saw 25 people standing on that bridge fishing.
Okay.
That was before the holiday weekend.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
Don't forget your pier net. The Lashley Seawall.
You might catch a great white, though.
A what now?
A great white.
A what now?
Mm-hmm. You saw the video.
It feels unlikely.
You saw the video.
Robert. It feels unlikely. Maybe a lemon shark.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Great white.
Yeah.
The Lashley Seawall.
Nothing.
Fine. Moving on to what exists, the Spring Lake Park area.
A couple of snapper and a lot of sailcats.
Okay.
Whole lot of sailcats.
Were the mangrove snapper at least keepers?
Several of them were. The mouths of the canals are holding a lot of snapper.
And a whole lot of sailcats. Okay.
Yeah, no shortage of the sailcats right now.
So tell me about the rest of the canal action.
If you're fishing the mouths of the canals right where they meet the harbor, been a lot of snapper. And quite a few in the bigger size, like 12 to 15 inches.
Will they eat a shrimp?
Yeah. It's pretty much the main thing they're catching them on.
They eat a whitebait?
Yep. I'm sure if you can use that if you catch them.
Will they eat a frozen whitebait?
Absolutely. You know, there are some sailcats obviously mixed in with them. There has been some small snook and some bigger black drum cruising around through the canals too. They're not in their big schools, but they're swimming around out there, one, twos here and there.
Sandbrim?
A few around. They've gotten a little quiet this past week.
Okay.
Had three different commercial men in this week, too, trying to sell me stuff.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. One trying to sell Sandbrim, the other one trying to sell Jacks, and the other one trying to sell me bass crabs.
Okay. Did you buy any of it?
Nope.
Okay. Tell me about the Elgin Bridge.
Two of the three supposedly had the licensing.
Supposedly?
Supposedly.
I'll need to see it.
That's what I said. Then when he told me his price, he was saying about getting it, and I said, never mind, don't worry about it.
Right?
Well.
Yeah, well.
You can take him to the fish house for that if you think you're going to get that for him.
Yeah. The Elgin Bridge.
Oh, they've been catching some snook, an assortment of sharks. I have not heard of any cobia at all, but they should be there, but I haven't heard of any. And then quite a few snapper also.
I didn't hear you say tarpon.
Nope. Have not heard of any.
Okay, so we're saying there should be some cobia and tarpon around.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't actually had reports of those things.
Yep. And that's where that guy thought he caught a great white.
It could have been a great white.
Uh-huh. If you squinted your eyes really tightly and turned off all the lights.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, Robert, a lot of people have a hard time identifying sharks.
They do.
Not everybody has the advantage, like you do, of being legally blind and still being able to tell that it was a lemon shark immediately.
Yep.
So, it's tough.
I know.
I get it. But, you know, I think if more people would take the land-based shark fishing course, which is required if you're fishing sharks from shore, then they'd be able to identify them a little easier.
Even if you're not shark fishing, you should take that course just to learn. I mean, surprisingly enough, the Game of Fish did a pretty fine job setting that one up.
They really did. It doesn't
matter. Some of their stuff is really dumb, but that one is actually pretty impressive with the amount of information on it.
And it doesn't matter if you're actually
beneficial information.
Land-based shark fishing or not, especially if you're going to target sharks. I think everybody should take that course. Mm-hmm. But even if you're not, it's cool info about, you know, one of the fish that is going to fascinate everybody, angler or not.
Mm-hmm.
So just having more information about those things, I mean, it can't be a bad thing. It
right.
can't be. All right, tell me about the, and by the way, that course is free. Doesn't cost anything. If you go to the Google right now, which you're already on the internet if you're listening to this, go to the Google and type in Florida shore-based shark fishing permit. And it'll pop right up. You take a course. The course is all online. It's done at your own time and pace. There's no anything but a pass or fail if you take the test, and it's easy. You'll learn stuff. It's good.
Yep.
Tell me about the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Nothing.
Okay. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Same way with the next spot.
Ready to type nothing there and nothing in the South Gulf Coast Canals.
Correct.
Once again, we know you guys are fishing out there. So anybody who has fishing reports, Robert?
Call the shop. 941-625-3888.
And if he's around, ask to talk to Robert.
Yes.
That
is more helpful.
It really is. If you just randomly give fishing reports to whoever answers the phone, they might be appreciative, but it probably won't make its way to this.
Correct.
Moves us on to the west wall.
A lot of redfish under the bushes. And quite a few snook moving around the area through there, but they're not staying stationary.
These redfish that you speak of,
mm-hmm.
Keepers, slotfish, shortfish?
I'm hearing a mixed variety from 16 inches to about 25, 26 inches.
Well, that's pretty close
to the top
of the slot. I
wouldn't say it's gangbusters, but I mean, one guy went out and he caught 5 over the course of about a mile working the bushes.
Okay.
Another guy that came in, he caught, I think, like 4, I think it was. Can't remember because he told me about the snook that he caught and a couple oddball trout that he caught that were tiny, and it kind of blended together. But he had a good time. He said every one of the redfish he caught were of legal size. He didn't keep any, but he was at least excited.
And method?
They're catching them on shrimp. The one guy caught some on cut ladyfish, and then he also caught one on a paddle tail. He caught all the snook on paddle tails.
Okay. So we got some reds, got some snook. Anything else over there?
Not much. Not worth mentioning.
Okay, then we won't. The Cape Hayes Bar.
We got nothing.
Turtle and bull bays.
I don't really have much over there other than a few short trout and a couple of redfish from one guy.
To what do you attribute the lack of reports there?
Number one, it's been miserable hot this last week. A whole lot of people were out over the holiday weekend, but almost nobody went out this week. So my reports from over the weekend are very scattered at best.
Other than people who went tarpon fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll take what we got.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's the big problem with doing these fishing reports is that during the winter time, when you're getting lots of reports from people who are out there fishing, we frequently don't have time to do the reports. And then during the summer, when you do have time to do the reports, well, nobody's giving any. So
exactly. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. So we should swap that around. We should just do the wintertime reports in the summer when we have time to put them out there. And then the summer reports in the winter, since you're not getting
any. Pre-record and just
guess? Yeah.
Okay.
We could do that.
It might work.
I don't think we should do that.
No, right now.
Tell me about Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
No reportos. Gasparilla Sound.
Let's see. There's an assortment of sharks in that 4 to 10 feet of water.
And the assortment is mostly?
Bulls. A few black nose, some sharp nose, a very, very occasional black tip and bonnet head.
And you'd fish them with?
Cut bait, mullet, ladyfish, any annoying person, whatever you want to do.
They don't really like mammal meats.
Yeah. No, it's all just mullet and ladyfish.
Yeah. What do we got besides the shacks?
Huh?
What do we got besides the shacks?
Oh, we got some snook and redfish up along the shoreline there between catfish and whiddin. There's been some trout scattered through there, too, out in that deeper 3 to 5 feet of water, but very scattered. And that's it.
Okay. Takes us to the Placida area.
Okay. Mangrove snapper. Lots of mangrove snapper, actually.
At the trestle, at the bridges?
Yeah, all around there, yeah. The trestles, the bridges, and the docks.
Okay.
A few oddball tarpon coming through there around the bridges. And then a lot of snook moving out throughout there, too.
Are the snook out here on the beach?
Yeah, they're starting to move out onto the beach. But they're around all the docks there, around Gasparilla and the bridges. Problem is flipper will make you absolutely insane.
Yep.
That's it. Actually, I take that back. There's been a couple oddball Spanish mackerel cruising through there, too. A couple guys caught those by accident screwing around out there.
Okay.
And And several people have said they've had the same problem you've been having where the Spanish mackerel are there but not chewing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did a little bit better with them this week, but I haven't been out much on Sunday. So it's been almost a week. But we caught some while we were trout fishing in that deeper water. They were thick enough that they were willing to actually chase the baits. So, but that's what it took, is it took getting around those schools of bait that were being attacked and finding the small schools with the density of the mackerel there, and then they were willing to hit it. But it's kind of like, you know how it gets with tarpon out in the pass, where mm-hmm. they're real thinly scattered, and it's mm-hmm. like they don't seem to want to eat anything at that point?
Yep.
It kind of felt like that. Like you just had to find a dense enough school that they'd be willing to actually take. So, because we did have the same problem with some of those fish, and it's when they were widely scattered where they're just, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
All right. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian May Park.
Minnesota Whiting.
Minnesota Bridge. Whiting.
Mm-hmm. What else did I hear about over here? Bonnet heads. A lot of baby bonnet heads, like 13, 15-inch bonnet heads. I've had several people talk about them catching them out there.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I'm guessing both of those things were eating shrimp.
Yep.
The Anger Pier doesn't exist, so the next spot will be the Gulf Bottom Fishing and Trolling, reefs, wrecks.
A few Spanish mackerel out along the beaches. And then from 12 to 25 miles, mangrove snapper and lane snapper. And then 120 roughly to 150 feet red grouper. And then I had several reports of all the big red snapper being caught in 150 to 170 feet of water. Basically anything that's a double digit fish.
Right.
Inside of that, every fish I heard of was like maybe 5 pounds. Nothing really special.
Yeah, and how far inside was that? 120 feet? 130 feet?
130 feet. And those guys will still complain, well, I didn't catch that many big ones. It's like, well, you got to go out farther. Well, I can't. Okay, well.
What do you mean you can't? Now, hold on a second. If you can run to 130 feet, you can run to 160 feet.
Half of those guys are pushing the envelope at 100 feet. I mean, how many guys do you see out there in bay boats?
Yeah, too many during red snapper season.
Yes.
But just say it, though. Just I mean, really, realistically, what's the difference at that point? You know, if you're getting out to that 130 feet where you're going to catch 5 pound red snapper, how much farther do you really have to go to get to 160 feet of water? What is it? 10 miles?
Yeah, I was going to guess right between 10 and 15 miles.
Yeah. So, what's the saying? In for a penny, in for a pound. If you're out that far in the wrong boat already, then you've already made your bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, another 10 miles doesn't really make a whole lot of difference at this point. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the 7 gallons of gas you're going to burn to run both ways. Really? Really?
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
And I'm not advising that you run out to 130 feet in the wrong boat. But if you're doing it already, if you've made your bad grown-up decision to do that, then, hey, you know what? Go the extra 10 miles. And if you do have the boat that's able to do it, but you're just afraid, then, you know, I understand that. I understand the fear. Fear keeps you alive. Fear keeps you safe. But 10 miles is 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Anyway, the main red snapper season opens up. Let's see, we're at the 31st today, so it opens up tomorrow. It opens at midnight tonight. and will be open for private boats through the end of July. So June, July. That
every
is
day?
Every day.
Okay. I thought it was weekends only.
It is not weekends only. When we end that season, then you have September, I believe it's 1st through 14th, and then after that, it goes to weekends only through the end of the year.
Right.
But the main body of the Red Snapper season is every day of the week. Okay. Any day you care to be out there.
Well, that's good.
All right. So anything else to report out there?
Nothing.
No big flounder around the reefs? No barracuda? No amberjack that anybody got excited about catching and releasing? No African pompano? No wahoo while we were out there in those depths where we could actually have found one of those when we were looking for red snapper?
Nope.
Did they even bother to try?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to go out to those depths, get yourself a fast-running trolling plug and see if you can catch yourself a wahoo. You don't even really have to slow down.
Just need a lot of line.
Yep. All right. Bring it back in. Venice jetties and Venice beer.
Well, let's see. There's been some mangrove snappers showing up at the jetties. A lot of snook cruising through there, too. And then the over at Sharky's, I'm hearing of a few whiting. Some Spanish mackerel and a couple of sharks. Even though it's technically illegal to fish for sharks off of that pier, they're still doing it.
Of course they are. And why? Why do they do it?
Because no one's there to enforce it.
Because the same thing. Lots of laws, no enforcement. Punarasa.
We got nothing.
Redfish pass.
Nothing.
Captiva pass.
Let's see. There's snook. Mangrove snapper. A few straggler tarpon. And several different species and sizes of sharks.
Okay.
And the tarpon have been scattered around there, but there's actually been some fishable numbers there the last 2 days. It's just been kind of windy out there, so people are struggling with them in general.
Well, it's because of this cold front that came through.
Uh-huh.
You know, the day before hurricane season starts.
Sure.
All right, Boca Grande Pass.
They already got their first name stormed out in the Pacific, don't they?
Yeah, but that's the Pacific.
Yeah, no.
We don't need to worry about that.
No.
That'll stay over in that ocean. Probably.
Yeah.
Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande Pass is stacked with tarpon. That's all anyone's fishing for, because if you try to get in there to snapper fish, you're going to get run over by all the tarpon fishermen. And I'm sure there's snapper in there, but nobody's trying because it's just NASCAR fishing.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the tarpon bite, then.
Don't we do that on the tarpon page?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Walking the Gulf beaches.
Well, let's see. Whiting. A few trout. Several people caught trout out there off of Boca, Blind Pass, and Caspersons. And then there's a lot of snook showing up out there. An occasional jack and an occasional ladyfish. But mostly the whiting is what people are talking about. And then there's been a lot of baby bonnet heads again being caught there off the beaches along with some adult bonnet heads. Lots of people seeing the snook, not as many people catching them, but they're definitely seeing them. Water's clear like this, people don't know how to do it with the snook.
And how do they do it?
Well, you either got to wade out there and just drag a little lure or bait real slow along the bottom, or go out when the sun is below the horizon line or below the tree line, depending on which direction it's coming or going from.
and throw.
Yep. I like doing like an hour before sunset until all the way through dark. And in the morning, I only like to pretty much do it until the sun just comes above the trees.
And what are you throwing?
I prefer to throw shrimp. If I'm going to throw artificials, I like to throw pompano jigs or paddle tails. Pompano jigs catch everything, so.
They do. Do you work that hard, or is it more just a drag hop, drag hop?
Drag hop. Keeping it pretty close to the bottom.
Okay.
It just works.
It does. It does. Another thing that I've found works out there is small spoons, and it can sometimes be hard to fish the small spoon speed you want it to go at. So hanging it under a float can sometimes help with that. And, you know, you've got a little bit of wave going on there, so you get plenty of bounce out of your spoon.
There you go.
So, just gives you another option, another way to do it. All right, we're coming back inside now at Matt Lachey.
A few trout, a couple of sharks, and that's it.
Okay. Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat, Mondongo Patricio, associated areas.
Out in that 5 to 10 feet of water, there's a lot of trout hanging over all those grass flats, especially just south of Yuseppa. And then there's been some Spanish mixed in with them. And then the occasional shark and tarpon cruising through the whole area. I wouldn't necessarily go there to target them, but if I'm in that area, I'm definitely going to keep my eyes out for them. And that's all I've gotten for reports. No redfish, no snook. They should be there, but I haven't heard of any.
Yeah, they're in there. They're in there. It's just everybody's looking at tarpon right now. You know how they get.
Yep.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla?
I got nothing.
Okay. There is a new small artificial reef over there.
Is there?
There is. It consists of the trolling motor that fell off the front of the boat on Sunday.
Was it yours?
Fortunately not.
Okay.
Fortunately, it belonged to the guy whose boat I was on. But the motor was being fussy, and we were having discussions about whether he should try to get the motor fixed, because it's an old motor. It's like 12 years old, 15 years old. He's talking about, well, do I really want to do that, or do I just want to replace it? And then we're driving along, and it's pretty bouncy over there the day that we were out Sunday. And the front of the boat bounces, and I saw the trolling motor start to slide out. And I started yelling, the trolling motor, and I reached for the throttle, but I reached for an imaginary throttle because he was driving. And we bounced again, and the motor slid all the way out, and then it slid down. And by that time, I had grabbed a hold of the throttle, and I'm pulling it back down. And it didn't matter. I was not in time. We continued going forward, and the motor caught the water, and it ripped it right off the front of the boat. So, a very small artificial reef over there.
Yep.
He decided to get a new trolling motor. So
that's probably a good idea.
Probably. <is. laughs> Yeah. He also decided that maybe he's going to have that one mounted a little more securely than the other one was.
Yeah.
Burn store and two pines.
Basically some snook and redfish along the bushes. And that's all I've heard. Got nothing else.
Okay. Fine, then. That's all we'll put. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Yeah, I got really nothing for reports from over
really
there.
Really nothing. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Mangrove Snapper, especially up closer to the cut going into Buckley Pass and then one going into Burnt Store.
Okay.
A lot of snapper around those. Other than that, I got nothing else. One guy was trying to poach the snook underneath the restaurant there.
I bet he was real popular.
He was not popular because actually the sheriff actually came up to him supposedly and called him into the dock right there at the, what's that restaurant there?
It's Riviera.
Yeah. They actually called him into the dock. He came over, and they wrote him a warning and checked his fishing license, the whole nine yards, and made him uncomfortable for a little bit.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess they've watched him poach fish there before, so they weren't taking it.
And when you say poach, you're talking about actually harvesting the
fish, yes.
So they get upset with you if you're fishing.
Yeah.
Over there. And they can stop you from fishing from land. They can't stop you from fishing from the water.
Right.
They don't own the fish. They don't own, I mean, anything there except for the hard infrastructure. So, but you won't be popular if you decide to fish over there from the boat.
Yeah.
All right. Ponce de Leon Park?
Mangrove snapper. And a whole lot of jerks.
Okay.
Had several people say that they were just intimidated by the amount of people that were on there, and a couple of people literally come just squeezing their way in between people just to be able to cast.
I see. And do you think that was because of the holiday weekend, or is that what's happening out there every day now?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it was definitely because of the holiday weekend helped, but because there's so few places to go right now, that's what they're doing.
The PGI canals and general Punta Gorda area.
Lots of snapper at the mouths of the canals and decent ones. And the black drum are moving around a little bit, and they're little groups of twos and threes. And then there's still quite a few little snook inside there.
These black drum, are they actually eating?
Yeah, they're catching a couple of them. Wouldn't say they're overly aggressive, but they are starting to catch a couple.
And these snook?
They're catching them all on little swim baits. There's a lot of fish around the lights at night, but they're catching them trolling and on just casting swim baits. Not heard of any big ones, but a lot of little peanuts.
Peanuts. So the walnut snook have moved out of here,
mm-hmm.
And we're just down to peanuts.
Yep.
Okay.
Better than buckeye nuts.
Buckeye nut.
Mm-hmm. It's a no good nut.
I'm trying to. Oh, okay. Yep. I got it pictured. I'm there. Okay. I had to equate it back to the candy, mm-hmm. the peanut butter buckeyes.
Yeah, my grandmother used to make them for me every Christmas.
Because I'm much more familiar with those than I am with the actual Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
But once I access that file in my brain, then I could pull up the actual Buckeye.
Because the amount of time you spent up in the Northeast
is very, very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen photos. Mm-hmm. And I believe I have actually handled a Buckeye nut.
Yeah?
I believe I have.
We'll get you one, see if you can grow it down here.
They do grow, sort of. They don't grow happy.
Mm-mm.
It's like trying to grow a sassafras. You can do it. It doesn't want to be here. Alligator Creek Reef.
Got nothing.
20-foot holes.
Some cobia and some small sharks. Even a couple bigger sharks. But the cobia, there's been one legal one here and 40 undersized ones. So it's been more small than legal.
So don't gaff them?
No. Bad idea. Very bad idea.
Okay. The bait fish reports.
That's been tough. I mean, they're catching them out there, but it's really tough. Most of the guys that are catching them with any size are running down to the Boquilla, Devilfish, intercoastal area. Amazing. Some guy came in all excited because he caught a bunch of white bait, and he said it was a great size, and he was showing me, and literally his thumb was about the same size as mine, and that's what he was catching and using for.
That's bait. A great size?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Did you tell him this? This would be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
These right here.
Yep. These gator trout are probably 15 inches.
Yes. Gator just means keeper now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. There's lots of pinfish out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the freshwater reports. Now, you said we needed rain, and it rained today, so I want to hear good freshwater reports.
Yeah, wait until tomorrow. I got nothing really for freshwater reports. It's been pretty lousy. Just to tell you how lousy it is, our shiners, I turned them away yesterday.
Okay.
The biggest minnow in our minnow tank was the size of the shiners.
Nice.
Literally. Like, yeah, we'll pass. She told me they were small.
That's more than small.
Yeah. But I guess I should have assumed that they were going to be really small, because she never tells me if they're small or big. Because I'll be like, well, what are they this week? Oh, about the same as last week. And then they come in and they're like twice the size. Yeah. So I end up getting screwed because I didn't order enough.
It's about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, the tarpon reports. Mm-hmm. Before we start with the tarpon reports, do I need a new tarpon map?
No.
Okay.
They're pretty much exclusively in the pass.
Okay.
Unless so you want to go above Venice.
Is in Boca Grande Pass.
Couple oddballs along the beaches, but numbers-wise, no. Not until you get, like, north of Minnesota.
Okay. All right. Now, you wouldn't tell me before about the actual tarpon bite in Boca Grande Pass. So is this the point where you're going to tell me about it?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the last 2 days have been pretty rough because of how windy it's been. Opposing wind and tides has made it really, really difficult. But from 4:30 to about 7:30 a.m. has been the major bite. And then it gets real wonky up until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it picks back up again. That was as of 3 days ago.
Okay.
Like I said, yesterday and the day before, not too much for report.
Okay.
That's all on crabs. Crabs are definitely the most dominant thing going on in there. Our guys are having a tough time with squirrel fish. And was it you or was it... it was either you or it was Danny telling me about even the old school boat guys out there throwing spinning gear now.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Okay.
But he might have told you about that too, because I'm sure he's noticed it.
Yeah. So, interesting.
Okay. So, no need for a new tarpon map as a result. I will just redate this one, since it still pretty much holds true.
Yep. It's going to be that way for about another 4 weeks. Mostly.
So saith the tarpon whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then we've reached the end of the things that we talk about on this place-by-place fishing report, because we're out of places.
There you go.
Was there anything that you needed to add to this? Anything that you may have forgotten to throw out there? Any overarching helpful tips, pointers, suggestions, ideas?
Just stay hydrated.
How hydrated is hydrated?
Basically drinking a bottle of water at least every hour.
One bottle of water every hour. That would be your standard 16-ounce bottle.
Yes.
Because, you know, they make those little 8-ounce bottles that people like, and then there's the 32-ounce bottles that I get, which would be a little too much to drink that every hour.
Right. But a 16-ounce bottle of water every hour will definitely help.
Okay. And if you're drinking that much water, maybe a little something salty might not be a bad thing to have, too. Because you are going to be losing electrolytes as you go.
Sure.
So maybe for every 3 or 4 bottles of water, a bottle of Gatorade wouldn't be a bad idea.
Right.
Or, you know, take a little bag of crackers, chips, Slim Jims. Whatever you like as a salty source.
Yep. That would work.
All right. Well, then I guess that is the end of this fishing report. So if you're all done, then Say okay. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Robert.